You're listening to the Motorsport Network podcast.
So, contestant number one, could I have your name, please?
Philip Clarin.
And your specialist Max Verstappen subject would be?
Not his favourite type of cat.
Good, right. No cat questions, I'm afraid. So, Phil, question number one. Max Verstappen made his F1 debut at the 2015 Australian Grand Prix. But who was his Toro Rosso teammate that day?
Carlos Sainz.
Correct.
Ooh. Had to think about that.
He won the 2023 Drivers' Championship in dominating fashion. But how many points did Max accrue that year? And I'll give you 5 points either side.
That's very generous.
Well, I thought so. Yeah, I'm a very generous guy.
380.
575 records. But that was a tough one. I think that was the hardest one so far. Question number three. Max won his first F1 race on his Red Bull debut at the 2016 Spanish Grand Prix. But which two Ferrari teammates did he share the podium with?
That would have been Kimi Raikkonen and Sebastian Vettel.
Correct. Good answer. We are 2 for 3. Not too bad. What is the name of Max's super yacht?
That is well out of my wheelhouse or boathouse.
That is the name. No, it's not really. Unleash the Lion.
Okay. Yeah? Could have had a stab at that one.
Oh, well, I don't think you'd have got it, but we'll... What phrase did Max try to trademark in October last year?
Simply lovely.
Simply lovely. And that's 3 out of 5, which is simply lovely. Well, let's find out, because we've got contestant number two joining us now. Welcome back. We have contestant number two. Name, please.
Ronald Vording.
Specialist Max Verstappen subject.
I'd go with the food. If this is a question, I know what his favourite food is, which is a tomato soup and carpaccio.
Bit boring, isn't it? Meat together.
Yeah, well, probably one after the other.
That's fair, yeah. Two soup dishes. Question number one. Which soup? No, I'm joking. Max has a passion for sim racing. We all know that. But what is the name of the team he represents?
Team Redline.
Correct. This is going to be good, isn't it? Sorry, Phil. Question number two. Max won the Autosport Award this year for Moment of the Year in the 2024 season. But what was the moment of the year that he won the award for?
I think it must have been Brazil.
Correct.
Driving from P17 to the win.
You're a big Max man. Was that his best ever Formula One drive?
I'm going to go for another one in Brazil, but not a win. I think for me still, one of his most special races was Brazil 2016, where Red Bull got it wrong with the full wets and intermediates. Back of the pack and driving onto the podium. I think that's still, it's not a win, but it's still my most special race that Max ever did.
Good answer. Max secured his second world championship in 2022 at which Grand Prix?
I was actually there. It was the Japanese one at Suzuka. It was funny, actually, a little story to go with it, because we were not sure if they would award half points, full points, so... I was in the media center and all of us there were going on Twitter saying, okay, just to be clear, Max Verstappen is not a world champion yet. And we were laughing at the FIA. Like 2 or 3 minutes later, we got it all wrong. The FIA was right, but Max himself didn't even know. So, yeah.
Cool. That's a good story. I was there as well that year and it was just everyone, no one really knew what was going on. It was madness, wasn't it? As it often is in Suzuka. Not including the current season, which is the only year in which Max has not suffered a DNF in Formula One?
Ooh, that's actually a good one. Let's go... Clearly not the Renault years. So, sorry, a little bit bull. Let's go for 2023.
Correct. So, for the clean sweep and five... You've already been, Phil, but this is for personal pride. Sorry, Phil, who's now manning the camera and nearly turned it off. Max has the most sprint race victories in F1 history, but how many?
Ooh, that's a tricky one. 9?
It's 11.
11?
You still won 4 out of 5, so the winner... I haven't got Erwin's can of Red Bull.
No.
Suzuka.
I never had a Red Bull before, so...
Next time you see Erwin, get the can of Red Bull. The winner's Red Bull.
Yeah.
But thank you for joining us on this edition of The Max Factor.